Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's podcast. Not listen to Goo Goo Dolls and sad Taylor Swift songs like somebody was doing in here.
I was waiting.
Somebody was listening to sad Taylor Swift songs.
Oh.
Is that a crime? If that's a crime, then lock me up.
Maybe it's a cry for help.
And if it is, then lock me up.
Quit asking
us
to lock.
We'd be happy to lock you up.
Why? No, I don't want to. It's kind of weird how much he's asking us to do that.
Lock me up.
I'm not going to lock you up.
Why not?
It's getting creepy how much you ask.
Why do you want to be locked up?
Yeah, that's the real question.
Have you guys ever been locked up?
No, have you?
No. You've never been locked up, Mel? I would have thought for sure you got like one night in jail, yeah.
Absolutely not.
Never.
No. Why would I be in jail?
Well, first of all, you're the only one among us who has gotten a ticket since we all started working together.
You've gotten tickets? You've got parking tickets? You've got,
tickets are not tickets.
Yes, they are.
Cops don't give out
parking. The word ticket is in parking tickets.
Cops don't give out parking tickets. Meter maids give out tickets. Those are not real tickets.
Cops do give out parking tickets.
Okay, well, I didn't get one from a cop. I got them from meter maids.
How do you know?
Because I know.
Aren't meter maids technically cops?
No, they're an offset. They're cops the same way hall monitors are cops.
Jeez. Very rude to meter maids all of a sudden.
That's because meter maids are rude to me.
Exactly.
Like,
giving
me a ticket like 5 seconds after my freaking thing expires.
Was it really 5 seconds or was it a few minutes?
No, seriously. It was probably like 3 minutes.
Why do they call them meter maids?
Because
maids? They're not women. Sometimes they're men.
All right, so what, meter butlers?
Well, wasn't there another name that would be...
A meter man?
Oh, just a...
And a meter maiden?
Where were you parked that you got a ticket?
I don't know.
Didn't you get multiple tickets?
In the city? Like parking tickets? Yeah.
Well, I know, he's gotten so many tickets. But I want to talk about this meter man, meter maid thing, though.
I have not gotten any.
That's fine.
Melissa.
But
nor did I get any for my expired plates. Melissa.
Did she get one for expired plates,
no,
too?
No, she didn't. But that's why I knew she was going to use that against me next.
Okay. But either way, so you still got tickets?
Parking.
But you still got tickets? Because if you don't pay your parking tickets, that can get you put in jail.
Can it?
Yeah, if you got a lot of unpaid...
It gets your car impounded.
No, people have been arrested for unpaid parking tickets. You have to get a lot, but it can still happen.
You can go to jail for unpaid parking tickets?
If there's a lot of them.
Let's take it to the Googles.
To court.
All right, back to the meter maid.
Meter maid. Because I wonder where that first stemmed from, meter maid. Was it like initially only women did it? Because women are referred to as maids. Maiden.
You cannot go directly to jail for an unpaid parking ticket as it is a civil violation. However, if you fail to pay the ticket and miss a court-ordered appearance, a judge can issue a bench warrant. In that situation, you could be arrested for the outstanding warrant and held in jail.
Okay, so you have to miss the court appearance.
So I wonder where that meter maid thing came from. And is that an old term? Is that like derogatory now?
Well, kind of like stewardess?
Yeah. And is it offensive to say meter maid?
That's a good question.
The term meter maid originated in Salt Lake City, Utah in 1954 when that city replaced male parking officers with women to save money and free up male police officers for other duties.
That is so rude.
The women were initially called special police officers. That's very derogatory. And were transferred to civil service after a successful trial period. However, local newspapers created nicknames for them such as Petticoat Patrol and meter maids, and that term stuck.
Petticoat Patrol. And they are they are petty.
They, women?
No, no. What?
Wow,
no,
I heard
no,
that.
No, no,
did
no,
you
no.
hear that, Melissa?
Kinda. No, the Petticoat Patrol.
Kind of.
Yeah, I just heard. I heard Austin hear a story about women cops being hired and said, "quote They are petty."
I was the first one to deem it was sexist to pay to hire women to, just so they could save a buck.
Well, think about that. That was brought in the 19. This is fascinating. 1950s.
Yeah.
Brought in women to save money because they were paying men more money, so they knew they could pay women less.
And you know what's funny is they could probably have done that even more recently. They probably could, that could have been a story from the 90s, and they probably would have, like, that's how, like, the just like the pay discrepancy between men and women.
And if you were, we were to walk down the street right now and ask people, you know, when they pay their tickets, who comes to your car and gives you a ticket if your parking is expired? What would people call it?
I've only ever seen men, I think.
I've seen women.
But I've only ever seen men. I got one in the city years ago when I was waiting for Haley outside of her office in downtown. And somebody came up to my car and I said, "Oh yeah, I'm just waiting for my girlfriend." And he goes, "Too bad." Handed it right to me.
Oh.
Hey, Melissa, only sees men, huh? Sexist much?
Well,
no, I'm sorry. I see men as my, I'm sorry, I don't call all women petty.
If we were to ask, are you asking, what would they call them? Meter maids.
You see, people on the street today are going to call them meter maids.
As a, but parking attendants, maybe?
Parking attendants.
Parking attendants, isn't that for a parking lot?
Yeah, I think you're right. So, yeah, I think they would call them meter maids still.
There's no way.
Well, then again, I'm old school, though. I always have, like, old verbs.
Parking enforcement officers.
See?
Nobody would call it that, though. Nobody's
meter maid is outdated.
The PEOs.
Often considered derogatory.
The POs.
PEOs.
Parking control officers, parking attendant, or parking enforcement agents are other professional terms.
PEAs.
PEAs.
P's.
P's.
That P just gave me a ticket. Oh my gosh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine, like, that's one of those jobs where it's like, you get it because you need a job, right? That's not a job like people like.
I'm basing a lot of my info on meter maids off of the documentaries. Off the documentary Zootopia.
Yes, very.
A young woman who wanted to be a police officer started off as a meter maid.
Mm. Yeah.
But then she ended up, I don't want to ruin the documentary, but she ends up catching some pretty heinous acts happening in the mayor's office. Some big people go down.
I actually did not love Zootopia.
Interesting.
Doesn't like animals.
A film with a woman leading. Austin says, I didn't like it.
They're actually making a sequel to it. And I'm like, all right, this is where we need to stop.
You probably didn't like that movie Brave either.
I never saw that.
He actually didn't like Cinderella.
Okay.
Didn't like Snow White. He liked certain parts of Beauty and the Beast.
Probably doesn't like
Gaston.
Frozen.
Definitely doesn't like Moana. Except when Maui comes into play. Then he's a huge fan of it.
Think about movies, too, like other movies.
Maui's a demigod.
Like G.I. Jane. Hated it.
Hated it. Keeps making G.I. Jane jokes like he's Chris Rock over there.
Yeah.
Just interesting. We're just learning some very interesting things.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out of mouth.
It's just interesting. We're learning a lot.
I think people are picking up on what you're putting down.
I know. Calling all women petty, saying you don't like films with women as the leading character.
I like Psycho.
Calling women psycho?
Oh, calling all women psychos. That's another one.
There we go.
Oh, I'm starting to see a trend.
Now you guys could have. No, you could have said, oh, you like Psycho? The one movie where the woman lead gets murdered in the shower a quarter of the way into the movie?
Mel, are you noticing that he's
even adding on to his own?
He's adding on to his own joke. He's mansplaining a joke to us, and he's also trying to take credit for a woman's joke.
Yeah.
I love Scream,
interesting.
Too. Neve Campbell, that's the lead. Yeah. She's in it through the all of the movies.
Yeah, more women getting murdered.
Yeah, no, we're still noticing the murdering women trend.
Drew Barrymore gets murdered midway through that movie.
No other women get married.
She's a woman.
Midway through the opening of that movie.
Other women get murdered in it, but no, that's fine. He didn't pay attention to it. He probably was like, where's the men on the screen? Why aren't the men? Oh, wait, there are men in this movie. Thank God.
I like the movie Scream because that's what I'm doing internally right now.
Yeah, because you're looking at a woman and you're upset.
Well, it's Melissa. So
don't look at me and get upset. Do you know people used to tell me I looked like Neve Campbell?
And then that person had to go to the optometrist.
So you're saying no?
I don't see it.
No, you look like Neve Campbell. You look like Neve Campbell in the same way that I look like George Clooney.
I guess I could see a little bit now that I'm looking at one picture of Neve Campbell. That if you smile and squint.
Yeah, I can see it too now that I'm looking at a very pixelated photo of Neve Campbell.
It's when she smiles.
See, no, there's just this one photo when she smiles. I'm looking at another photo of her smiling and I don't see it. But I can at least agree.
I kind of wish I looked like her. I think she's really pretty. I wish I would have looked like her.
You know, Party of Five is an alternate title for this show. You know?
How so?
There's only three of us.
Well, if you count our significant others.
We count what?
Count our significant others.
It's a party of five.
When are we going to get
that? Why don't we just count our dogs, then count it?
When are we
going to
get that sixth, Mel? Huh?
You're like a parent pressuring. Yeah. Oh, because she's a woman. She has to have a partner. She can't
I want
be
her to date. I like when Mel dates.
Interesting, Mel.
Because I like her coming back with stories.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Don't want to see me happy. Just want the story. How selfish.
What about an independent woman fixing her house? So that's not a good enough story for you? What about an independent woman raising a child? Oh, that's not interesting enough
I'm
for you?
So tired.
Wow. Need a man in the story to make it more interesting. Wow.
Didn't you say you were waiting for Porter to get his braces off to start dating again?
No.
Honestly? That does sound like something you would say.
What? No, it doesn't.
Not in the sense of like.
And not even close.
No, not in the sense of like, that's an actual thing you would say. Like, in the sense of like, you really meant it. But in your mind of like, that's a future moment.
Yeah, that's so far in the future.
So like,
we'll forget about it.
So like, Porter gets his braces on.
Like, if you would have said that, like,
Austin's peer pressuring you that day of like, you should date or blah blah blah, and you go, yeah, I'll date when Porter gets his braces on.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking that's a 4 year from now problem.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna deal.
And you're like, nobody's ever gonna follow
Melissa
up on that.
From right. Yeah,
and then Austin's making notes in my phone when Porter, like a reminder in my phone, like 3 years from then, like when Porter
Austin's
gets his
gonna forget. Porter's gonna probably have to keep the braces longer than he should because that's how some people do it. And then who knows if I'll even be here. So you know what? Everything's coming up, Melissa. And then 4 years later, it comes up like, you said you're gonna date. You just go, how can I get out of this one? I got it.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
It's like the
It works every time.
The succession bet we had.
Yeah. The succession bet might be one of my favorite things that randomly gets brought up because of Mel. You started it, and then when Austin's like, okay, so you didn't keep up. You said you're going to do it in 6 months. You gave up. You owe me. And you go, we didn't agree to that. And it's like, well, it's technically on record you did. And then he just went, well, I didn't like the show. As if like that. Yeah.
There was like an out clause. Yeah, there's a clause like, in the contract.
If you check the contract here, it says at the very bottom, if I don't like it, I don't have to do it.
Well, let's put the spin on it here. You never said that I had to watch it if I didn't like it.
Well, no, I said you had to watch it. Period.
But you never said, there was never that clause in there.
This is where you said, Lawyer Melissa coming
out. You said, no matter how you feel about it, you have to watch it.
No, I just said you had to watch it, period. And in a court of law, that would be held up as whatever the legal term is.
I don't know. I didn't see the fine print.
It's because you can't read without your glasses on.
She can't see. She can't see without her glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I did the same thing with Greg in sales. He made a bet with me at the beginning of the baseball season. He bet me that the Dodgers were going to win over. He was like, Dodgers are going to break the record for number of wins this season. I said, no, they're not. I can assure you they're not. And he goes, no, they will. They're so good. They're too good. And I was like, okay, let's make a bet. He goes, I was like, the record for most wins in a Major League Baseball season is 116. Okay. I said, he goes, okay, let's set it just a little bit under that. 114 and a half wins. So if it goes over, he wins. If they go under, I win. Midway through the season, they go through like a crazy losing slump. And he's like, and I had it written down in my phone, like as a reminder.
Uh-huh.
And I told him, I said, hey, remember that bet we made? Not looking good for you, bud. Like they would have to basically win out the rest of the games this season for you to win this. He's like, so stupid of me.
Did you guys actually make a bet on anything?
Yeah, it's dinner for four. The loser has to pay for dinner for four. So it's basically like dinner with our wives.
So are you?
So Greg and his wife, me and my wife, dinner.
Are you going to do that?
Well, the season's not over yet. Technically, he still has time. But yeah, we'll get dinner somewhere. The winner gets to choose where.
Have you chatted about this since?
Yeah.
I'm bringing this up.
He brings it up all the time
because it is impossible to plan anything with you.
With me?
Case in point.
Okay,
Melissa. Who on this show has been talking about going to medieval times for 3 years now?
Oh, no. I'm the only thing that's keeping that thing alive.
Who's been talking about it?
Well, it was what Austin wants to do. He wants to go to medieval times.
Mm-hmm. Because you
I
guys
think he brought it up like 2 years ago.
Yes. No, I brought it up about 8 months ago.
Okay. Oh, it was way longer than 8 months
ago. Yeah, it was longer than 8 months ago. But a few months ago, who was the one who... I believe we were talking about it on this podcast, and I believe I was the one who said, okay, well, pick a date, which is our date. And we did.
I was the only one that wrote it down, first of all.
No, I also had it on my calendar.
Okay, thank you.
And then who changed it?
Austin.
Interesting.
look at little backstabber over there.
He asked the question and I answered it.
Yeah, and you didn't even have the date written down. You bought tickets to a candle lighting session that night or something. What a candle making class?
No.
Something about candles.
Yeah. It's a spooky Halloween candle violin by candlelight.
Candle violin by candlelight? What are you even saying right now? You're just saying words.
No,
it's a spooky Halloween.
It's a spooky
candle
Halloween
with the pumpkin and the fan.
Violin playing by candlelight.
Hamster wheel. What?
It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, it sounds
awesome.
Well,
listen, we have a new date.
You just said a bunch of words.
We have a new date, and...
What's the new date again?
November
21st. I could tell you right now because I remember these types of things.
Yeah, it's the 21st. And we'll see when he cancels because he'll probably end up going to St. Louis. Guys, I got to go to St. Louis.
Guys, listen to me. Listen.
Oh, my God. Was that Austin?
Listen to me right now.
What a, also, laugh out loud funny impression of you is just Melissa going, guys, I got to go to St. Louis.
I know we rescheduled Medieval Times. But I got to go to St. Louis.
I think it's a terrible impression of me.
I couldn't tell who was talking. Say do that and say Tennessee Titans.
Guys, I got to go to St. Louis. Tennessee Titans.
Oh, my God. Austin?
Tighten up.
Oh, my gosh.
Hang on,
that's
guys.
What he
Hang
says.
On. Guys, I got to make a phone call. Hi, this is Melissa McGurn. I'm Porter Moss's mom.
Oh, who's he calling?
I have to take Porter out of school today to get his braces off.
I think he's calling Porter's school as you.
I'm calling you because I already have him in the car and I forgot to do this ahead of time. his braces were taken off 3 weeks ago. But I just wanted to give you...
That was great. When I walked in yesterday, I'm like, great, we're doing radio today. I got to talk to my host about something. And you're on the phone. And I'm like, oh, okay. Emergency came up. Hi. You're just going, I can't figure this out. You're also, just hitting buttons.
Also, could I order a new pair of gym clothes? He lost his. Is that? Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Was that Melissa?
Hi.
That didn't sound like me at all.
Portage High School Indians. Thank you.
Portage.
So, guys, I need to go to St. Louis. I'm sorry. I promise. I totally forgot we need to visit Meredith's parents. I didn't realize. I forgot it was her dad's birthday.
Her dad's birthday's in February when I originally asked us to all go to Medieval Times because you people... grew up in the Chicagoland area, and you do not appreciate what you have here with Medieval Times.
We should be going to Medieval Times in the middle of winter, though. Not when it's like fall outdoor things still.
Why?
Because there's lots of things to do outside. We should be doing that in winter because it's indoors.
November 21st is winter in Chicago.
No, it's not really.
Winter
it's
starts
pretty warm. It's still usually
October. December is the start of it.
Yeah. Usually in November, you're still getting like 40s, 50s, sometimes even people are on Thanksgiving Day throwing footballs sometimes.
That has nothing to do with weather, more so just
well,
playing football.
You don't want to go out when it's like 30, you know.
You know, people are always out there just eating turkey on Thanksgiving.
People are always pouring gravy on their mashed potatoes at that time.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean? So, guys. I'm going to cancel because I have to go to St. Louis.
I hate you so much. It's not even that good of an impression. How's Kyle's getting skating by?
He gets out of everything.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's because I have to look things up for you because you begin podcast with, where does the term meter maid come from?
No, that's
all
not,
right. Well,
okay,
I'll look it up.
That's not how I started
the
podcast.
Hey, How can I be derogatory?
Does anyone even know the first words that were
women?
Said on this podcast?
Hmm?
Does anyone remember the first words that were said on this podcast?
Was it when I called you out for listening to sad Taylor Swift songs?
Yeah, I think it was. Damn, that was good. Nice recollection.
I know I get out of things, but it's also because I think of things and remember things. You two are dogs chasing squirrels half the time.
Mel, you know, he does this with Bonnie, too. When we go and say goodbye to Bonnie, him and Bonnie always team up against me and make fun of me. Oh. And then sometimes me and Kyle will team up and make fun of Bonnie. But it's never Bonnie and I teaming up and making fun
here.
Of Kyle.
It's same in here.
Exact same thing.
How does he do that?
I don't know. It is a
how
gift.
Can we switch that?
It is a gift, and I am
I
jealous
know.
Of
and
it.
I'm starting to be annoyed by it.
I know.
No,
like,
it's fine.
He's like a Houdini. It's like he's a magician. He's like, oh, you think
it's
you
because,
got me?
It's gotcha. Because your producer would Slight need to hand. Remind you, hey, you guys, you need to start making fun of me. And then you guys would be like, no, we did that yesterday. It's like, well, no, you guys haven't
Maybe
done
it's
it.
Because he'd get mad if we did it to him.
No, I would take it like a man. I just would remember it and then internalize it. And then I would have it come out later, like planning ahead, which is my job. Wait,
he would go home and he would go, I think deep down they meant that.
Oh, I think that's a good Kyle impression.
Oh, my God. Was that me? That was that my inner
hey,
thought?
Say Chicago Bears.
Say
Chicago Bears.
No, that's not how I say that. But you had
Section
it the first
423.
Time.
That's 439.
Yeah, 439.
Yeah, 423.
I ran marathon.
Oh my God, that was me.
I have a bunch of first place medals.
Wait, who am I? How come this is? Well, wait a second. Wait a minute. He's not making fun of everybody. That's both of you guys. Yeah. Hey, wait a second.
No,
that
you know
guy
what?
Guy never gets made.
It's
fun.
Right when we start to make fun of him. He Houdini's his way out. It's like he finagles his way out into. Turning one of us to the against the other one, and you and I, we take the bait like it's cheese on a
dog
every single time.
Dogs
for
chasing squirrels.
We
dogs chasing yeah, squirrels. Like,
he says one thing about the other person. That is a dog whistle for us to be like, I got to jump
why?
In and make fun of him.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because we yes and.
Well, we yes and, but we also love making fun of the other one more than anything else in this world.
You guys are so similar that I just know, like, look, Austin seems beaten down. I bet I can get Melissa to make fun of him a little bit. And then when Melissa gets too cocky over there, tells two good jokes in a row, I know I could look at Austin and be like, let's knock her down a bit.
There's been times when I've been in a bad mood and Kyle, like, poked fun at you. And instantly I was like,
I'm in.
I'm yeah.
Wow. Austin's day turns around because we're making fun of women? I heard
wow,
it too, Mel. That
go.
Was really weird.
Don't do it. This is what he does. This is what he does.
Right away, Mel's like, just spent the last 5 minutes being like, how can he turn things around? And I say one joke about Austin being mean to women. You're like, I heard that too.
What he done?
All of a sudden, Melissa's going to black out. And she's going to be in the back room editing something going, wait a minute. And then we'll be like, Melissa, that was 5 months ago.
My God.
And she goes, when are we going to Medieval Times? Like, Melissa, we've rescheduled 3 times. Austin keeps going to St. Louis. Speaking of which, I got to go to St. Louis. That's going to confuse our listeners, considering all of them think I'm Austin whenever I pick up the call. Yeah. Multiple times today. Melissa and Austin, tell me your weird, what did you catch a coworker doing? Well, Austin, and a lot of times I take it, except one woman today called and went, I don't think this fits your criteria, but I'm currently embarrassed because I'm on a work trip in Minneapolis and I overflowed the toilet. And I went... This does not fit, but I need you to call tomorrow because I want to talk to you about this. And she goes, great. And then she texted, hey, Austin, it's Amanda from the bathroom, LOL. And I was like, Austin didn't pick up that call. And that is the funniest way if Austin was reading our text line, Amanda from the bathroom. Because then Austin would be like, what did I forget?
I would be like, when did I meet Amanda?
And when did
bathroom?
I meet an Amanda?
And which bathroom were we in?
You know that would get him to reply, though. Hey, Amanda.
Yeah. And then he'd play it off like, I remember, LOL. Guys, I do not remember.
I know how you can get people to stop thinking you're Austin.
How's that?
Every single time you answer the phone, US 99 is Kyle.
Then they're like confused again. They're like,
Try it.
So half the time I say, it's Melissa and Austin, and they go, I called the wrong station. I go, did you try to call US 99? They go, yeah. And I'm like, Well, here we go. We're already 5 seconds into our phone call, and you're wasting my time.
We've only been doing this show for 4 years.
That's my favorite.
I think we need to do it like 15 years before people start to know what the name of the show is.
Melissa and Austin, do you want to play the 5 at 8:35? Oh, I was trying to play the game for tickets. That's what we're doing here, Barbara. Oh.
It just goes to...
Do I have to play against somebody?
We say it all the time.
Yeah, Barbara.
We say it all the time. People listen to radio without actually listening.
Oh, my God.
It's one of the most... It's more impressive than Kyle's Houdini trick.
But it's also good because we can make and do so many mistakes, and people just don't hear half of them.
Oh, we make mistakes every single day.
Except when the people do hear our mistakes and they text in, and they're like, hey, wait a minute. I believe it.
Well, yeah, when they text in, that's when you know it's like, ooh, that was a bad mistake.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, hand up, my bad.
Hey.
My B.
Yeah.
My B. So anyway, Austin, all I do is run marathons.
Oh, my God.
Talk about it all
nice,
day?
Nice.
She got me.
Yeah.
I like it.
So talking about marathons makes me so happy.
No, you just need Austin to talk, and then people will think it's me. Do it. Just say anything. Say I run marathons. People are going to be like, I can't tell the difference. Right. I don't know why everybody sounds like that in my mind, but they do. Hey.
You guys sound nothing alike. I don't get it.
What's going on here today?
I got to go to the bathroom with Amanda. I'll be right back.
Ew.
Ew.
Mitch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.